Our reading is taken from a letter attributed to Paul and intended for the Christian assembly in the city of Colossae. From the 12th verse of the 16th verse of the 3rd chapter, we are reading the NRSV English translation. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
I'll start po this preaching with the confession na I was actually a very annoying perfectionist in my younger years. So up to my mid-20s actually. So, and up to now, I would say, there are times na sumisilip pa rin yung pagiging perfectionist ko talaga. So, I'm saying that because nakita ko na siya before and I'm actively working on it until now. Yun. So, I trace it back to my very timid and obedient nature when I was a kid. So, I was one of those kids na ni-raise to fully submit to authority. Sa empire. Anything an authority figure says, I consider as unbreakable. Siyempre, number one authority ang parents ko. And I think with most of us, parents talaga. I am very proud to say na sobrang sipag at disiplinadong mga tao nilang pareho, kaya din siguro sila ganun. Kaya ganun yung pagpapalaki sa amin. Naalala ko dapat may sinusundan kaming routine, may schedule, may particular way of doing things. Para na din siguro, mas madali nga sa kanila alagaan kasi apat kami. Siyempre, habang nagbabanat sila ng buto nun, dapat mas madali yung buhay for them. In short, I had a very structured childhood. Naka-layout na yung mga bagay-bagay na susundin ko na lang perfectly. Para yung lahat ng mga tinuro ng mga parents ko at saka ng mga older brothers ko, para wala kaming problema. That's what a happy home was for me when I was growing up. Just maayos lang yung lahat ng bagay. Perfect lang lahat ng mga bagay. Siyempre sa school, same lang din. Same lang din yung mode ko. Private Roman Catholic school ako from preschool, elementary at high school. And even actually hanggang college. Of course, yung routine, schedules, and particular ways of doing things. Andyan pa rin talaga kasi nga school siya, diba? Hindi rin pwedeng nababali ang mga bagay-bagay. Otherwise, you are subjected to specific consequences. Siyempre, may mga ano yan. Parusa yan, punishment yan, especially for school. May dagdag na pressure na bawal malate or mag-absent. Bawal below 75 ang grades. I think iba na to ngayon. Dapat palagi akong nasa honors. Dapat kasama sa class officers. Dapat clean and neat ang uniform hanggang uwian. Bawal mamansahan. Dapat laging prim and proper ang mga actions. I dreaded any type of punishment during that time kasi nga, it felt like I was being imperfect when I was behaving a particular way. Those are the backdrop of my formative years nung kabataan ko. I took so much pride from being able to follow the rules, yung mga routines, yung mga schedules, yung particular way of doing things. I will also even include yung pagiging consistent sa academic excellence. What was supposed to be aiming and striving for self-discipline and excellence became a pursuit of perfection na. Hindi na lang simply excellence. Anything less than ideal is not acceptable, good enough, or something to be proud of. So bakit nga ba? Why did the goal transform to perfection from something as positive as discipline lang naman or excellence dapat? I would say it's because I also had to overcompensate. Tulad nga ng sinabi ni Zanti kanina. I felt the need to be much better than the rest of my peers because I don't feel like I fit in. I don't feel like I belong. Kasi I'm not straight, obviously, kaya ako nandito. Nor did I fully identify as gay during that time kasi nga I also like girls. So during that time, wala naman kasing term na bisexual. Remember, this is between 2000 and 2004. Hindi po usang ang bisexuality nung panahon na yun. Either you're straight or you're gay. That's it. Yeah, there are people na straight people. Ano lang, side note. Ayun. So, syempre, pausbong pa lang ang internet during that time, nung mga panahon na yun. Ang tanong ko nun, saan ba talaga ako belong? Instead of finding an answer to that question, kung saan ba ako talaga nabibilang, I ended up focusing all my energy on what I do best, which is to be the perfect son and the perfect model student. Yun nga yung overcompensation. Wala halos problema sa akin yung parents ko, I tell you. Pagka ako yung naging anak ko during that time, wala kayong masyadong sakit ng ulo. Kasi I do my chores, I do my assignments with very little supervision. Hindi ako mabarkada, wala akong bisyo. Sa ngayon, sa school naglalaro lang ako lagi sa top 1, top 2, top 3. I was always in the top 10 of the batch after school year. Ayaw niyong maniwala. Oo, kasi nga perfection. Eh, perfect ako. Di joke lang. Ayun. So, I was always like that. Always president or vice president. Leader sa mga group activities and projects at pambato sa inter-school competition. Ay, di pa ako tapos, di ba? Apakayabang ko, di ba? Perfect nga kasi. Yun. I live the typical story of an overachieving but closeted batang akla. Wanting to belong and to actually be recognized. And I think many of you can resonate with this story. Siguro some of you would say, June, that doesn't sound so bad kasi okay naman yung buhay mo. But with all of those achievements and in the pursuit of perfection, nag-develop ako ng mga toxic mindset at behaviors that I wasn't very much aware of until I was already in my 20s. Siyempre, if hindi ka aware, hindi mo naman gagawa ng paraan kasi hindi ka nga aware, di ba, na may problema sa'yo, na may kailangan ka na palang ayusin. Hanggang sa naging habit mo na siya. Hanggang sa normal na lang sa'yo na mag-behave in a certain way. Paulit-ulit na gano'n na lang ang nangyayari, these toxic mindset and behavior attack not only other people, but also my own self. Pati sa sarili ko may naging epekto siya. So, when we talk about myself, on one hand, I secretly craved for the attention and recognition of people around me. Kapag may ginawa akong perfect, dapat ma-recognize. At the same time, I became easily discouraged pag feeling ko yung ginagawa ko medyo ano na. Ay, parang hindi na ito maganda, hindi na siya masyadong bongga, siya masyadong magaling. Nawawalan ako ng gana para tapusin yung mga dapat kong gawin. My pride keeps shouting that I am capable of perfection. I became so hypercritical towards myself that it was causing me so much anxiety, especially during my high school years. Feeling ko nga malaking factor yan, kaya ako nag-start ng pimple breakout nung second year high school ako. Ayan. Prior dun kasi ang sobrang kinis ko po talaga. Ayaw nyo maniwala? Ayaw? Oo. Roll video. Okay, wala. Wala po tayo. Ayan, charla. But that's towards myself. Okay? Towards other people, I also became very judgmental sa ibang tao. I used to get easily annoyed with people who I feel are not giving it their best when doing something important. Nung nasa high school ako, ang dami kong expectation sa mga classmate ko na para bang dapat alam na nila yan kasi nga, pare-pareho naman kami ng mga teacher sa mga tinuturo sa amin. Bakit hindi nyo alam? Mitochondria. Basta alam na nila yun sa atin. Ayan. Yun, so, yan, nawala tuloy ako. At the same time, ayoko nang nauungusan ng ibang tao. I take so much pride in being better than other people. Yun nga, that mindset carried on even when I was already working during my early 20s. Sa call center kasi ako mostly this time. Doon ako nagtatrabaho. So secretly, parang ang bobo ng tingin ko sa mga kawork ko na hindi nagagawa ng maayos yung mga calls. Kasi I generally find it easy after a few attempts. So again, my pride and ego were getting a big boost while other people are already feeling miserable. As you... Oo, medyo ganun. Testimony. So as you guys can probably realize by now, ang daming negative effects ng perfectionism on an intrapersonal, so sa sarili, an interpersonal level with other people. Actually, I started checking recent studies about perfectionism and lo and behold, ang dami na palang mga research na ginagawa about perfectionism. It's a big area of concern na sa mental health. In their 1991 paper, psychologists Paul Hewitt and Gordon Flett defined three forms of perfectionism. Yung una, self-oriented perfectionism. So when someone demands perfection from themselves, so sarili, perfection from your own self, you demand it. So check me on yan. Number two, other-oriented perfectionism. When someone demands perfection from other people. Pangalawa. Pangatlo, socially prescribed perfectionism. When someone feels pressure from others to be perfect. This is a typical pressure for so many akla while growing up. Aminin nyo na. Yung pressure na parang dapat ganito ako umakto kasi dapat ito yung sinasabi ng mga authority figures sa buhay ko. So, socially prescribed perfectionism is a very common thing for many of us in this room. So, John, anong kinalaman ng reading natin today dyan sa personal story mo? Tayo mong chika. First of all, let us be reminded that this letter of Paul, well, supposedly by Paul, was written to the early Christians in the city of Colossae. It was intended for them and not for us 2,000 years after. This letter also is a disputed letter of Paul, meaning mukhang hindi si Paul ang nagsulat and someone else wrote either this letter in his name or on his behalf. So, let's just keep that in mind. Ang titignan na lang natin ay kung ano ba yung chismis ang pwede nating makita sa sulat na ito and ano yung pwede nating matutunan dito sa letters to the Colossians. Sabi sa letter, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. The demand for perfection from others, as you would know, is actually not compassionate. It's not kind. It's not humble. It's not meek nor patient. Perfection forgets the humanity that we all share. Wala namang perfect na human being. We are all flawed in some way and in varying degrees. Kasi kung meron taong perfect in this day and age, edi sana wala na si Jesus. Siya na lang yung nagpapako sa krus, nilibing, nabuhay at nag-ascension. Palitan niya na si Jesus Christ. Siya na. Perfection demands that people will always be at their 100% with everything. Everywhere, every time, all at once. Nag-plug. Sorry lang. Perfection forgets that people are rarely at their 100%. And sa totoo lang, even if they are at their 100% paminsan-minsan, what we expect from them may not just be their own thing, yung bagay na meron sila. Remember that we are all given diverse gifts that we can use to help other people and the communities we move around in. I hope you guys remember that from these are part of the preachings a few Sundays ago. But we all have diverse gifts that we were given. Iba-iba yung binigay sa atin. Iba-iba din yung dinedevelop natin as we age. That's why we all have different strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. SWAT. Okay. Thank you so much. Ayan. Madaming nakapansin. Char but no char. Bakit SWAT? Kasi if you would think about it. And then, so yun nga, if you think about it, yung strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, totoo naman na na-develop yung mga tool na yan because nga may mga iba-iba tayong strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. Pero at the same time, hindi lang naman SWOT ang meron. Meron pang mga Johari's Window, meron pang... Totoo, di ba? Napakadami because we're all different. Walang dalawang tao, maghanap kayo dito sa room na to. Wala kayong katabi na magiging parehong-pareho kayo. Good luck kung meron. Kasi kung pareho tayong lahat, wala nang diversity yun. Diba? Diversity and inclusivity nga ang dalawa sa mga bagay na ine-embrace at pinopromote natin dito sa MCC, diba? And let's assume for a few seconds na, sige, kahit wala na yung Bible reading for today, is it still not true that perfectionism is harmful to ourselves and also our relationships with other people? Hindi nakaka-good vibes ang perfectionism. And since some semblance of perfectionism was discussed by Jesus in the Gospels and by Paul in some of his letter, and other writers who wrote in the name of Paul, it only means may problema. That's already a problem even before, lalo na among those who think they are holier than other people. Problema na siya dati pa, panahon pa ni Jesus. Problema na siya na na-identify ni Jesus at na-identify ni Paul. Bakit sasabihin sa letter sa mga members ng church in Colossa to clothe yourselves with compassion? It only means nagsisimula na silang maging less compassionate. There's no point of saying it unless it was already a problem. Bakit babanggitin yung kindness, humility, meekness, and patience? Kasi there's already mean behavior among them, especially in that particular city in Colossa. Binanggit yung humility because meron na sa kanila na nagmamataas. Bakit meekness and patience? Kasi meron na among them na perfectionist na nagsisimulang magtaray at manakit all in the name of perfectionism. Whether you're talking about our family, schools, and workplace, or simply group of friends, it's unfair to expect that people will fit in impossible molds that we create in our heads. Diba ang unfair nga no na may molde na para sa kung ano ang babae at kung ano ang lalaki bago ka pa ipanganak. Tapos, expected ng society na magko-conform ka na lang din doon sa molde na nabuo na nila sa kanilang mga utak. So, bakit mo nga gagawin yun sa ibang tao? Right? Although, let us be very clear, when we say na huwag tayong maging perfectionist, hindi ibig sabihin nun, hahayaan natin ang mga abusive, manipulative, or other behaviors na talagang masama. Hindi porket sinabi natin huwag maging perfectionist, it means to justify mediocrity, pwede na, and other malevolent behaviors. Hindi po yun ang ibig nating sabihin. There are actions and behaviors that can be tolerated and easily be forgiven. May mga bagay na pwedeng palagpasin. There are imperfections na ang sagot ay patience, compassion, and kindness. Kasi nga, minsan baka gutom lang or pagod si akla kaya mainit ang ulo o sablay. May nangyayari yan. Any group of friends, right? And And then those imperfections na medyo mas malala, meron din naman talaga. They would require a matured way of communication, feedback, and accountability that hopefully leads to forgiveness and reconciliation. Huwag na tayong lumayo. Let me tell you a little bit about how MCC was when I started. And a little bit story na naman. Sa MCC. Yeah. Ito pala tapos tong page na to. Aalog-alog ang MCC when I came in. So this was around mid-2021. It was January of 2022 na, so baka mga a few months, mga 6 months, half a year after, when I first visited our chapel, dun pa sa De Oro building. The only people I saw for the first few weeks were, of course, ayan, sila Pastor Joseph, sila Jack, sila Sean, si Chris, si Ralph, si Dandy, si Josh, Kuya Vince, si Kuya Emil, si Chase, si Victoria. Oh, may attendance check. Chine ko yung attendance dati. Ayan. Ang konti lang ng mga tao. And I noticed from the very beginning na ang dami nilang kailangan gawin. But you know what? That imperfect state of open table, it was so attractive to me. Sobrang attractive niya sa akin. Because hindi ko naiintindihan, I don't understand why these people still do what they do considering yung situation during that time. Napaka-imperfect nung situation. Ang question ko nga sa isip ko nun, bakit ba gumagampan tong mga baklang to? Na ito, kahit ganito ang estado ng kanilang simbahan. Hindi ko pa kinoconsider yung sarili ko nito na member ng MCC. I started observing and understanding the people behind the open table in the next few weeks. And here's what I figured out. May ano pala. Oo. Tunay. The people that I found when I came into MCC, medyo teary-eyed ako actually nung sinusulat ko tong part na to ng preaching. They were simple people. Simple and perfect people trying to find and navigate their way in making sure that an imperfect small DIY church that can serve as a safe haven for Christian LGBTQIA+ Filipino is still operational. Hindi po madaling magpatakbo ng isang DIY na simbahan. It's a space where we will not be rejected, invalidated, discriminated, exorcised, or converted to being straight. The church had very little resources. Hanggang ngayon naman din talaga. Parang wala masyado ng bago. We had very little resources. There is an ongoing pandemic with no clear end in sight. They recently lost beloved members. They had to carry the burden of the dark ages with its horror stories. Kaya nga tayo may reminders as read by Kepi kanina. If you guys were listening attentively to the introduction. It's part of that. That's why we have that. Ganun ang mga eksena. Gawa lang sila ng gawa every Sunday sa luha ng trabaho, tanungan kung pwedeng gumawa ng ganito at ganoon ang sino man. Paalala pag may nakalimutan at di nagawa. I'm sure nag-aaway-away at nagkakagulo din sila. Naikwento sa akin yung ibang pag-aaway nila. Pagkakagulo. Kasi imposibleng hindi, imposibleng wala. Kasi ang daming ang kailangan gawin at tapusin para sa simbahan. At pinsan gutom ang mga akla. Alam nyo na, ang mga akla, bawal ginugutom ng aaway. Siyempre, umabot sa punto na, dito, ma-attend ako, no, weeks na yon. Nakakahiya din naman na nakaupo lang ako doon every Sunday habang aligaga ang lahat ng mga tao sa paligid ko. Kahit bisita pa lang ako noon, kasi ganun namin turing mga bago, mga bisita. Hanap ako ng konting pwedeng gawin. Siyempre, pa-sweet lang muna. Ayan. Busy-busyhan School of Acting. Ayan, ganyan yung mga eksena ko ng mga first few weeks. Isa sa mga tumatak sa akin noong panahon na yon, help as you are willing and able. Tumulong kung gusto at kaya. Walang pilitan. Hayaan mo na ang Holy Spirit o kung hindi ka man spiritual, ang konsensya mo na magtulak sa iyo na tumulong. Fast forward 2 years ago, our church's size grew. Naman, dami ng tao ngayon. Siyempre, hindi pa rin perfect ang state, hindi pa rin perfect ang mga tao, imperfect pa rin, napakarami pa rin kailangan gawin. Ang kinaibahan lang, mas madami na yung mga tao na willing mag-share ng load ng trabaho. Again, walang sapilitan. Help as you are willing and able pa rin. Wala pa naman bumababang memo na mababago na to. Wala. Wala. Okay. Clear lang, para sure. Siyempre may mga tumutugtog at kumakanta na bukod kay Jack at Josh. Thank you so much. Ayan. Hindi na si Pastor Joseph at iilan lang ang nakakapag-preach. Ayan. Kaya nga medyo ano tayo. May mga ganito tayong instances. May nakakapag-asikaso na sa mga bagong bisita. Thank you to our hermanas. May iba nang naglilinis ng espasyo natin. Nag-general cleaning tayo parang a couple of weeks ago. Thank you so much. May iba nang nag-handle ng streaming. Ayan, may streaming team na tayo. Naging mas consistent na ang live hangout at online connect sessions. Nangyari ang mga ito at lumago ang open table. Kahit papano, kahit imperfect ang state at imperfect ang mga taong andito, myself included. Pwede naman pala yun. Diba? Pwede naman palang lumago at bumongga ang isang simbahan ng mga akla kahit ang imperfect ng mga tao at ng sitwasyon. Ang importante lang naiintindihan natin bakit tayo nasa MCC. Sinusuportahan natin ang bawat isa, tinatapik ng marahan kapag kailangan, nakikinig higit sa lahat sa mga nauna sa atin at kumikilos ng kusa para makatulong. Narealize ko lang din marirealize lang din natin na mararanasan natin ang grasya, presensya at pagpapasensya ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng imperfection ng bawat isa. Na merong mga taong magpupuno nung kakulangan ko, kakulangan natin. Na merong mga taong pwedeng tumugon sa hindi ko kaya o hindi ko pa kayang gawin. Nararanasan ko ang biyaya ng Diyos sa aking pagkakamali sa mga taong nagtutuwid o pupunta sa akin na may pagmamahal. Na ako ay matututo at magiging mature sa aking imperfection dahil sa grasa at pasensyang binibigay ng ibang tao. I'm able to fully experience and know what grace is through my imperfection. Grace is God's response to my imperfection and to the imperfection of others because we extend grace to each other. Sabi rin sa reading, bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Kaya sana kalmahan lang natin. Paalala po sa mga MCC ministers at regulars, bilang ini-embrace ko na ang pagkuya-kuya nyo sa akin, Tito daw, parang tumatanda ako ng tumatanda dito sa MCC. Ayan, Tito daw, okay. Hindi mas gusto ko kuya. Anyway, maipilit. Kung may pagkakasala, pananakit, pagkakamali, o pagkukulang ang isa man sa atin, normal naman mainis at magalit. Valid po yan. Pero sana kalmahan natin. Kalmahan pa rin natin. Sana tandaan natin na isa lang din siyang imperfect na taong kagaya mo, kagaya ko, kagaya nating lahat na hindi laging nasa tamang wisyo. Sabi nga ni Pastor, minsan gutom lang or pagod kaya masungit. O kaya naman na ekis sa booking the previous night. Kaya mainit ang ulo. Yan. Kinanselan. Pagpasensahan mo na. Kung talagang kailangan ng konting tapik at chika, be gentle, but be firm with your feedback. Lalong mas kumalma kung marami din naman nagagawang maayos yung taong hindi mo gusto o kasundo. Huwag natin silang ipako sa krus kagad dahil hindi sila perfect. Baka minsan nag-expect kasi tayo na hindi talaga kaya o hindi kayang gawin ng isa sa atin. We have to be extra careful kasi minsan Yung other-oriented perfectionism na minensyon ko kanina, pwedeng magmukhang goodwill or concern for others, pero self-serving pala, para lang masatisfy yung need natin for perfectionism. Habang nakakasama na pala dun sa taong nag-expect tayo na maging perfect with everything. Everywhere. Every time. All at once. Let us remember during this Lenten season that none of us is perfect. We are remembering the life and crucifixion of Christ because we need a role model to show us the best way to live a good life, to live a full and good life. We anticipate His resurrection as a triumphant testament of how He conquered this imperfect world and imperfect states we are in. Pero baka may pwede ka din gawin. Baka may maiaambag tayo kahit konti. In any situation where you expect for something significant from someone, please check both your mind and heart whether it's coming from genuine love and not mainly because of a personal need that is begging to be satisfied. Baka ikaw lang po yung may kailangan talaga nung masatisfy yung need mo for perfectionism. If it's out of love, I'm pretty sure the other party will be more receptive of you. Above all, clothe yourself with love which binds everything together in perfect harmony. I'll end this preaching and leave you with an anonymous quote that I found on the net. Napaka-reliable, anonymous quote. Believe me, I tried. Hindi ko nahanap. But it's a very good quote. Sabi nung quote, "No one in this world is pure and perfect. If you avoid people for their little mistakes, you will be alone in this world. So judge less and love more." Amen.